The Christian in Complete Armor by William Grinnell. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. In watching thereunto. These words present us with the fifth branch in the Apostles' direction for prayer, which I called prayer's guard. Prayer to the saints is as the great artillery to an army, of great use to defend them, and of as great force to do execution upon their enemies. Therefore it needs the stronger guards to be set about it, lest it be taken from and turned against them by the enemy. Chapter 14. The duty of watching and why it must attend our prayers. Section 1. Now the guard which the Spirit of God has here appoints is watching, watching thereunto. Watching is either proper or improper, literal or metaphorical. Watching, literally taken, is an affection of the body that only can properly be said to watch what is subject to sleep, and so the body is, not the soul. Thus, to watch, in a religious sense, is a voluntary denial of sleep to our bodies, that we may spend either the whole or part of the night in pious exercises. Thus the Jews kept the night of the Passover holy, Exodus 13:42. Our Savior often spent the night in prayer, Matthew 26:38. We find Paul treading in his steps, 2 Corinthians 6:5, in watchings and fastings. Many a sweet spiritual entertainment, holy David's devout soul, got in the night, when others lay asleep in the bed. My soul shall be satisfied as the moral and fatness when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Psalms 63:5-6. No doubt, for a devout soul upon such extraordinary occasions, thus to watch unto prayer is not only lamentable but delectable. Happy soul that can thus steal in the dark into the arms of his beloved and watch for devotion while others watch to do mischief. This is the Christian whose soul, like Gideon's fleece, shall be filled with the influences of heaven above others. Watching is taken metaphorically for the vigilance of the soul. This is principally meant here and in other scriptures where we are commanded to watch. Mark 13:35. Revelation 16:15, 1 Thessalonians 5:6, 1 Peter 5:8. Now we shall the better understand what duty is imposed upon the Christian under this work if we consider what bodily watching is, two things it imports, waking and working. When a man wakes in the night to attend some business to be done, such an one truly watches. A man that has no sleep in the night, but not through any business that he hath to dispatch, he may be said to wake and not to watch. The shepherds are said to keep watch over their flocks in the night, Luke 2:8, and the disciples watched with Christ while they sat up to wait on him the night before his passion, Matthew 26:40. So that for a Christian to watch is, in a spiritual sense, is to preserve his soul awake from sin in the night of this world, that he may keep the Lord's charge and do the duty imposed upon him as a Christian. Now prayer, being one principal duty, he is to attend, and that with all his might. Therefore, watching is very often joined with it, Matthew 26:41, Mark 13:33, Luke 21:36, Colossians 4:2, 1 Peter 4:7. In handling this duty, I shall first show why the Christian is to watch unto prayer. Secondly, and herein the duty consists. Thirdly, I shall set the Christian's watch for him by giving some little counsel towards his constant performing of it. First, why must a Christian watch in prayer? Section 2. First, because of the importance of the duty of prayer. No one action doth a Christian meet with in his whole life of greater weight and moment. First, in regard to God, prayer is an act of religious worship in which we have immediately to do with the great God to whom we approach in prayer. It is too sacred a duty to be performed between sleeping and waking with a heavy eye or a drowsy heart. This God complained of. There is none that calleth upon thy name that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. Isaiah 64:7. He counts it no prayer where the heart is not stirred and awake. There is no duty in which we can honor and dishonor God more than in prayer. Oh, how then ought we to watch in this duty? Again, in regard of ourselves, for our behavior in prayer hath an universal influence upon all the passages of our whole life. As a man is in this duty, so he is likely to be in all the rest. If he is careless in praying, then he is negligent in hearing. Loose in his walking, he shall find that he miscarries in all his enterprises, is ensnared in all his enjoyments, baffled with every temptation, and discomposed at every affliction that meets him. And the reason of this is because our strength, both to do and suffer, comes from God. God communicates his assistance to his children in a way of communion with them. They ask and have, they seek and knock. Knock and mercy is open to them. Prayer is the channel in which the stream of divine grace, blessing, and comfort runs from God into their hearts, dam up the channel, and the stream is stopped. Secondly, watchfulness is of a great importance to prayer, as prayer is to all our other duties. No duty can be dispatched well without water, nor prayer without watching, for it is not prayer, but prayer performed in a holy spiritual manner that is effectual. Now, this cannot be done when the Christian is off his watch. Take the Christian napping with his graces in a slumber, and he is no fitter to pray than a sleepy man is to work. Whatever a man is doing, sleep, when it comes, puts an end to it, and a strong man is as unable to defend himself in his sleep as the child. The rich man and the poor are alike. He enjoys his estate no more than if he had none. Thus the Christian, while his graces are asleep, is like another that hath no graces as to the present use of them. He will pray as the carnal man doth, and enjoy no more of God in the duty than such a one. Oh, how sad is this, and yet how prone are we to give way unto this drowsiness of spirit in prayer. It creeps insensibly upon the soul as sleep doth upon the body. The heart is gone before the Christian is well aware of it. The more need, therefore, is there to watch against it. Thirdly, because Satan is so watchful against prayer, therefore it behooves the Christian to watch unto prayer. Where should the strongest guard be set, but where the enemy maketh his fiercest assault? This is the fort he battles and labors with all his might to beat the Christian from. What he doth otherwise against the Christian is on a design to hinder his prayers. 1 Peter 3:7. Indeed, the soul never falls fully into his hands till it throws up this duty. Pray that ye enter not into temptation. Sometimes the city is taken and the enemy is forced back again by those in the castle which commands the city. Prayer is like such a castle. Sometimes the Christian hath nothing left him but a spirit of prayer, and with this he beats back the devil out of all his advantages. End of chapter 14. Have been read by Peter John Parisius.